Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, so glad to meet with you, and we're getting another day closer to the time when the Lord Jesus comes back and He takes over this planet and rules from Mount Zion in Israel. That's why we're hearing about it in the news. But I like to call this program Equal Time because there's so much of an attack that goes on against the true Word of God, which we believe is the authorized King James Bible. So we give the other side of the coin, and we are upholding it. The Bible says, Psalms 12, 6 and 7, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. They're pure words. They don't have errors in them. And purified seven times, thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And today we have a guest with us, and his name is Randy Johnson. And I'm so glad that you could be with us. And
thank you, brother.
He's part of a unique organization that I'm going to have him talk about that is involved in translating the scriptures. But first of all, I want to give a few scripture verses that I think are important, and we'll be talking to Brother Randy in just a minute or two. But the scripture verse today, it says, "And from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures," and it's in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Timothy knew the scriptures from a child, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Now, right away, unfortunately, in so many schools, in so much teaching today, when it says all scripture is given by inspiration of God, they're teaching that this is referring to the original autographs or the original writings, but that in reality, all we have today is a translation by men, and therefore they have the ability to correct it any time that they feel like they want to do that. But it says here, from a child thou hast known the scriptures. Well, what did Timothy have? Did he just have the original autographs of the prophets from the Old Testament? No. He had copies of copies, and those copies were called scripture, and they were inspired. And so we have copies of copies today, and God said he would preserve his words, not just the message and the thought, but he would preserve the words. We have copies of copies like he did, and they're called scripture. And the Bible says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So if it's scripture, it's inspired. And inspiration didn't stop with the original autographs. God continued to inspire it. If it's the true word of God, then it's inspired. And God said he preserved the words. And Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And so a living thing can reproduce itself. And so the Bible says the word of God liveth and abideth forever. The true text preserves itself. And we have... when it comes to where the Word of God is, God didn't leave us without knowledge, because there's many, many scriptures that tell us what the Word of God is, and every one of them points to the King James Bible as a laser. Now, you may think that this is a strange idea. You may have never heard this before, that we actually have the Word of God today. The Bible says we can look at the perfect law of liberty. It's something we can look at, and says the Word of God is... we can handle the Word of God. The Word of God is in our heart, and so it abides forever. And so we believe that we have the Word of God. And Paul says that he thanks God when he remembers them, that they, when they received the Word of God, they received it not as the Word of men, but as it is in truth the Word of God. And the problem is, in seminaries and Bible schools today, what they're doing is they talk like they have it, and then in reality they teach that they don't really have it. It's some kind of manuscripts hidden in a cave somewhere, and we don't know where it is. Well, thy word have I hid in my heart is something that we have in our heart. And the scripture verse in many different places, it says this, that thou mightest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. The true churches, the Bible-believing churches that taught salvation by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, down through the ages, they copied the scriptures. The true scriptures were not copied in a monastery by monks. They were copied by Bible-believing Christians, and it was the church that's the pillar. The church is not the truth. God's word is the truth, but the church is the pillar, the true church, churches that uphold the truth, uphold the true word of God. And so today, in the ancient manuscripts and the received text that has come down to us, that is over 99% of the ancient manuscripts and also the ancient church fathers back up the text behind the King James. Now, you realize, of course, that the different versions that are out today are not based on the same source. New Testament mostly was written in Greek, Koine Greek, and the Old Testament was written in the Hebrew Masoretic text. And so the translations are based on a text, but they are not the same text. People are saying the Greek. If they're just saying the Greek, apparently they're being deceptive or they don't know what they're talking about, because there's dozens of false Greek texts. And then lexicons, there's probably a dozen of them at least circulating. That's Greek-English dictionaries, and a number of them are false. And the scripture says that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them. And the problem is today that many evangelicals are following the teachings of unsaved people. We mentioned this before. Mr. Thayer is a Unitarian. He wrote, he's influential in the Greek departments of schools and probably evangelical in some fundamental schools. Mr. Thayer, for instance, is a Unitarian and denies that Jesus is God. And there's many of those people, Schaff, and even the famous Strong's Concordance. He was on a committee that put out the ASV, and the ASV has a footnote about the blind man that was worshiping Jesus. And in the footnote, it says this is worship given to the creature and not the creator. And even Mr. Strong was on that committee that used his dictionary definitions that says that Jesus was just the creature. He really wasn't the creator. Now, you know, when Constantine put out his ecumenical Bibles, even the pagans, they believed that there was a God, but they didn't believe Jesus was God. And so the Bible says all things were created by God through Jesus Christ or by Jesus Christ. So since they didn't believe Jesus is the creator, they would say all things are created by God, and they would leave out by Jesus Christ. And Jesus is taken out in over 100 places in the modern versions. So this is a fundamental issue. And I'm going to ask Brother Randy, could you talk about that? I mean, I think that this is devastating what is going on with these modern versions that have changed the Word of God in thousands of places.
Yes, sir, I agree with you. I've had to research this years ago on my own to determine what Bible is right. And if they say things that are different, they cannot all be right. And many, many years ago, I come to the conclusion that God had given us His perfect Word in the King James Bible for English-speaking people. And I'm so thankful He has given us the Word of God, that we can know the mind of Christ, we can have the mind of Christ, we can know His will and His way for us, and we can know what pleases God and how we're to live for Him. And so I thank God, Brother Bruce, the stand you're taking on the Word of God. Our ministry with First Bible International stands with you. And we use only the Masoretic and the Textus Receptus for our translation work. And First Bible is a ministry out of First Baptist Church in Milford, Ohio, pastored by Dr. William Dutry. And I'm excited to work with them. We've been doing work with the national training in the 1040 window since 2012. My wife and I are veteran missionaries since 1998, and God led us to work with First Bible International in 2012. And we've been traveling into 1040 countries now. Just got back from our fifth trip, and going into India, Armenia, and places where God is opening a door for us to have an influence in not just that particular area, but in the surrounding areas through the national pastors and missionaries.
You, where were you missionaries?
We were first missionaries in the country of Portugal for 6 years.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
And
then
you had to learn the language then.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we were among the Portuguese national people there in the Azores Islands. It's about 900 miles off the coast of Portugal in the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, that's interesting.
And God moved us to Okinawa, Japan in 2004. And we were there for 7 years. We had a ministry to both the American military, and we also had an outreach to the Japanese nationals.
Do they have the Word of God in Japanese?
They First Bible has just printed the John Gospel of John and Romans for the Japanese people from the TR.
That's wonderful, from the received text.
Yes, sir.
And we've been talking about this on our program for a long time. The received text is the probably about 99% of the ancient church fathers and the manuscripts. The problem is the modern ones are based in less than 1%. I mean, this is what I have read. And they're certainly very corrupt. They're counterfeits. And so I understand that Japan, until recently, really hasn't had the scripture. Now, you're part of an organization that actually has a group of translators translating these languages, the Bible, into these languages, the true Word of God, the received text that has come down to us.
Well, our ministry works mainly with Trinitarian Bible Society in London, and they do a bulk of the translation work for us. We have had some projects where we've been using nationals. For instance, in Mongolia, we finished the New Testament for the Mongolian people, and it is in the proofing stages as we sit here. Looking forward to presenting that to them. They've been able to do work on the Nepalese Bible. We were able to get permission to reprint the Adoniram Judson Burmese Bible a couple years ago and get those into the people. And so we work together with them. They have people who are trained in this area of translation. Then we raise money to help with the translation process and also the printing and shipping. And then the part that my wife and I and a team of folks with First Bible are doing is then we make ourselves available to the national pastors that would like some pastoral training in the areas of mission, soul winning, church planting. And we will come alongside and strengthen and try to encourage them in the work they're doing. And we're excited to see what God is doing in the 1040 window countries. And I just think that they are our extension to that part of the world where we cannot, as American missionaries, get in easily. We can go into some of these areas and give the training they need and the materials, scriptures and Sunday school materials, different things like this, that will help them then to reach into those countries and to build works, reach souls for Christ in the, what we call the uttermost parts, as it was recorded in Acts 1:8.
That's really wonderful. So what they're doing is, what you're doing is taking the true text that has come down from the apostles in Christ and translating that text into the languages of these different nations.
Yes,
and to me, there's nothing more important than that. There is nothing more important in the universe than the Word of God.
Amen. Yes,
and
sir.
This is such a fundamental issue. You just, people, they have to take sides on this. They have to decide, because in the modern versions, they're taking it from a corrupt text, and thousands of words have been changed.
Yes.
In a discussion, some fellow was insisting, well, the modern ones are just synonyms updating of the received of the text of the King James. This is so false, it's ignorant.
No, we're finding much confusion in places like India, where they have saturated the country with a wrong version, and the people do not have the Word of God in many places because of that.
So this organization is that you're a part of is translating the Word of God, the true text that come down. I call it the apostolic text. And, you know, I think when people take the other side, I think Satan has deceived their hearts. The first thing that Satan does is he says, you know, yea, hath God said. And that's his program, is to corrupt the Word of God. But the Word of God liveth and abideth forever. And the Bible calls it incorruptible seed. So the true Word of God will continue on, although there'll be corrupt counterfeits of it. So these Bibles are basically counterfeit. But unfortunately, this has happened around the world. While they had the true text in these countries, as these modern versions are getting out, and some of the organizations are putting out a corrupt Bible, a counterfeit Bible.
Yes,
and it's so important. You know, I've witnessed to many Muslims, and they're taught in Saudi Arabia in the colleges. They say, we only have one Bible, and you Christians have many. And it seems like that evangelicals have not come to grips with this this problem, because these Bibles don't agree. And yet the Bible says always, over and over again, thy word is true. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is true. The Bible says, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. And to have Bibles that disagree to the extent that they do, the Bible says, if the foundation is destroyed, where will the righteous stand? And it's very, very confusing. And then you hear ministers, and I think a lot of them don't even know what they're talking about, and they're correcting the King James, and they say it on the radio and television without any proof whatsoever. It should have been this. They don't even tell you what Greek text they're using. They don't tell you what lexicon they're using. They just make a dogmatic statement. And I think a lot of them don't even, they couldn't even give the Greek alphabet if their life depended on it. You know what they're doing? They're just showing off. And we call this flapdoodleism. You know, they're flapping their empty heads, you know, by doing it. And you say, that's really rough. That's nasty. Man, this whole issue, it's going to the very heart and core of Christianity. Jesus says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. And they don't teach the preservation of the scripture. They take 1 Timothy 3:15 that we read, all scripture is given by inspiration, saying that refers to the originals, when the very next verse shows it was referring to copies of copies. Timothy had the scripture from a child. And they built on that. And then every Tom, Dick, and Harry gets behind a TV camera or a radio microphone, you know that he corrects the Bible. It's a horrible thing.
That's a dangerous place to be, I think.
Yes.
You know, God has given us His Word, and He wants us to know what is His Word, not our words. And we can very simply study this out. This is what I did. I laid them out beside each other, and I had to ask myself, how can this be missing? It's not just a matter of changing. The entire statements and verses are missing from these other versions, and that is highly suspicious.
And throwing Jesus out of his own Bible in 100 places in the New Testament, my lands, I mean, how could it be worse than that, see? But yet, when I look at it, Satan's deceived their hearts. Because if you approach this thing with your head, even, you could see if the manuscripts and the ancient church fathers are about 99% behind the King James and 1%, and even the 1%, the textual historians call it the eclectic text. That means simply that the manuscripts they use disagree with each other. What they call the oldest and best, Vaticanus and Sinaiticus, is well known to Bible believers that they disagree on 3,000 words in the Gospels. And then you look at textual criticism, books that talk about the authority of the Bible, and you study that, you know, and the whole thing is just man-made reasoning. You know, the Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. That's the problem. Unsaved people put this information out, and evangelicals that don't know what they're talking about or want to pretend that they're scholarly, you know, take up their stuff and start using it, see? But let me ask you, Brother Randy, could you tell me where we can get in contact, people can get in contact with your company?
Yes, sir.
And his, remember this is a group of Bible-believing people that translate the Scripture. And it's important that our audience knows how they can get in contact with them.
Thank you, Brother Bruce. If your listeners are interested in helping with either a translation project or printing of the Word of God, or maybe a trip that we're putting together in October to go to Northeast India, you may call our number at First Bible International, and the number is area code 513-575-1706, and can be someone there on staff to answer your questions. We would love to have your involvement, and certainly need your prayers that God would continue to keep the door open in this area of the 1040 window for us to have an eternal impact on the many, many souls there in the uttermost that have never heard of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me ask you, do they not deserve to hear the message of salvation at least once?
You know, and I think what your organization is doing, nothing is more important than what they're doing. I mean, that's why
thank
I appreciate you.
You
coming on. And I, you mentioned you're just putting this out in India. We have people listening to us in India. I know this from the contacts
yes,
we
sir.
Get. So
we also have just returned from the country of Armenia, and we're praying that God will open the same kind of doors there for us. There's Christians there with churches that need assistance, and the potential there is big to reach into surrounding countries with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please pray for us that God would enable us and continue to keep the doors open and open even more doors for us before it's eternally too late.
You know, when you mentioned Armenia, there was a lot of Christians there in 850, and this Queen Theodora of the Eastern Roman Empire, she put out a command that the Bible should not be copied. And she had killed many, many Christians were killed, maybe up to 150,000. And they sent up a Bible-believing country actually there. And even though she gave that command, the Bible shouldn't be copied, yet we found more of the Koine Greek from manuscripts of the Bible that back up our King James from 850 in that period of time than almost any other place in the world
yep.
back there. So it's interesting that all through the ages, and in many translations using the received text that is equal to the King James, like Martin Luther's text, Heilige Geschrift, and in German. And then there's the Levitin, and I believe that was in French, and the Valeria in Spanish, and so on. These are all true Bibles. Morrison, I believe it was in China. And these are all true based on the true received text, the apostolic text that has come down to us, the true Word of God. So we're so glad. I'm so glad that you could be with us. And
thank you,
I'm
sir.
So glad for your organization. And I hope if you... there's some of you out there that can contact them, and maybe in your country you want the true Word of God translated, and you could contact that company. So, well, God bless you. You have a wonderful day. Jesus is alive and well, and we have His Word today in the King James and other true translations of the Word of God, and we can thank the Lord for that. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall never pass away." And we have them today in the English and other languages. Well, God bless you, and you have a great day.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.